Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
I'm stupid, you're smart. I was wrong, you were right.
That is without a doubt the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
All right, time to play Let's Get Stupid. All right, I'm into it. The Jets have just revealed their new uniforms. It's an upgrade.
They weren't very good before.
They're not that different, but they're better.
Mm-hmm.
They're wearing green and white, and they have a black alternate.
Okay.
The helmet says Jets.
Okay.
And instead of looking like a Mac school, because they look like a Mac school, but it's an upgrade. They look like Michigan State now. They've taken the football out of the logo.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Alex pointed out. It used to have they took the football in the New York Jets, and that's gone.
Okay.
I think it's an upgrade. The Broncos are coming soon, by the way.
They needed one more than anybody in the league.
Yes.
They hadn't had one since, like, Terrell Davis was the running back. So, get rid of that navy. Go back to the powder blue, what you used to have. Let's get stupid.
Yes.
10 days from the draft?
Ready. You going to give me an idea we haven't talked about yet?
I got an idea we haven't talked about yet. It involves trading up, though.
Okay.
How about instead of a big package where the Bills package their first-round pick from next year's draft with their current first-rounder and maybe a second to go into the top 10 to get one of the stud top three receivers? What if the Bills sent Matt Milano in a trade package? We talked about like the Cordy Glenn equivalent of the 2018 draft where the Bills moved all the way up, kind of in the middle, to then move up again. We've discussed, like, do they have a player like that? Dawson Knox. Like, they really don't.
They met Milano.
Listen.
He's an all-pro.
We met his parents at training camp last year. They like you, and here you are trading their son. Just putting that out there.
It could be to a good destination. Chicago's nice. Go play next to his buddy, Tremaine Edmonds.
Okay,
they have another one. So it might be somewhere else.
A couple roadblocks. One, off an injury, big injury, still working his way back.
I will.
Timeline is what?
He should be back around now. I will say the fact that it was a broken bone. What I've read about like injury people on this is that the fact that it was a broken bone and he does not have ligament damage is a big difference.
Okay,
like if he had ripped his knee up, it would be much more of a concern than just you broke a bone and it had to heal the right way. So that front, I think it should be okay.
Let's do
it. Like, I'm just saying,
yep.
Last year, Tremaine Edmonds left. The Bills just threw their third-round pick from the year before in Terrell Bernard, and it went great. Doesn't have to do the same way, but if you just throw Dorian Williams in there, who was a third-round pick last year, who's to say it couldn't go the same way as Terrell Bernard went?
Well, the problem is with a trade, you're not saving much money. Like you're getting hit, dead money.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess the conversation went ahead again. It's Let's Get Stupid, so we're allowed to talk about anything. He'll be 30 this year. No, yeah. He'll be 29.
29, age 29 season.
Yeah, age 29 season. I was looking over the cap. I saw they had him at 30. How many more years? What's the age timeline on a linebacker, receiver? It's 31.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you're getting 30, 31. You're getting old. Running backs, of course, it's been 27 for a long time. Quarterbacks don't really have one. 34, 33.
Yep.
Linebacker.
A linebacker that is built, like, why is he a great player? He is fast and athletic, and I mean, he's a baller, don't get me wrong, but like his athleticism is the thing. So can he transition into a different player in a couple of years? Maybe, right? But yeah, you're getting to that point. And again, I'm coupling that with the fact that they just spent a third round pick on this position last year. The Will linebacker spot, if you will.
Yeah. I don't know. It doesn't seem to me to be anything I'd have an appetite for at all. Right?
Does it depend on how high you can get?
No. I just don't think he would have the value to do it. 30-year-old linebacker, off an injury, even though it is a broken bone, as you said, like it was a complicated one.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes a broken bone, you can come back in season. And he broke it, what, week five?
It was London.
Yeah, so.
So week four or five.
That's a long time ago to just be available now. Yeah.
He would be probably more likely you trade him. This is the Glenn trade. You're getting to the middle of the first round. It's like a lily pad. And then you're going to hop from there into the top 10.
Yeah, but like Matt Milano to move from what, 28 to 15?
Sure.
It seems like the team that's getting Matt Milano and dropping 13 draft spots is the winner. How about the Bills being that team? You are a team that's in the late second, mid second.
Mm-hmm.
You want to move up to 28 for the Bills pick, and you want to take Brian Thomas Jr. because he's fallen there. You're the Bills. You say, perfect. Let's talk rostered player,
mm-hmm.
right? I don't need to hear, I'll give you a two. I got 10 picks.
Yep.
Rostered player. Maybe the Bills could be searching for something like that come draft night. It's out there. All right, let's leave it on Let's Get Stupid because let's talk about something that was stupid.
Okay.
Jason Day.
Yes.
Jason Day was asked by the Masters, by Augusta, to remove his vest that he wore for round two. I went to the website. The company's name is Malvin. They're probably very happy that this all happened because now they have the vest banned by the Masters, right?
Yep.
It said Malvin Golf Championship on it. It's a sweater vest. It really isn't that bad to be. I don't think it's that bad. I do think the pants the day before were worse. Anyway.
The parachute pants were really bad.
How much does that vest cost that Jason Day was wearing and had to be asked to take it off? And he did take it off.
He did, yep.
There's a point to be made here about if I were able to play Augusta tomorrow,
uh-huh.
I would very carefully choose my outfit.
Would you wear the most neutral thing you've ever worn?
I don't know about neutral. I would look good, but I would make sure the chances I get asked to remove something are zero.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not wearing a trendy golf hat that has some sort of double entendre that's a
golf hoodie.
A joke. I wouldn't wear a golf hoodie unless, no.
Bucket hat?
Wouldn't wear a bucket hat. I would not wear anything where it could be, I could put myself, like,
would you wear joggers?
How does Jason Day not pass out of embarrassment? Sir, we're gonna need you to remove the vest. Okay. Whatever you guys want.
Yep. You're making a mockery of us.
How much does that vest that he wore on Friday cost?
That vest costs $110.
Higher.
$175.
Higher.
Oh, come on now. $200.
Higher.
$250.
$248.
Oh, man.
$248.
For that thing?
For the vest that the Master...
With the giant letters on it?
There's a point to be made here that I think about a lot, which is, you know, some places you get... There's a dress code on the door for many reasons. Sometimes it'll be like, you can't wear a sports jersey in here. It's like, this sports jersey costs more than everybody's shirt in there.
Yeah.
These jerseys are expensive. Here's Jason Day at the Masters. Sir, we're going to need you to remove that. Do you know how much this costs? It definitely costs way more than Scottie Scheffler's polo.
Oh, Scottie Scheffler's polo you can get for
$80. Golf poles are expensive
these
days.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Anyway, Jason Day. Tough tournament. Parachute pants.
He did make the cut, though. I corrected on that.
Asked to remove his vest. And he did it.
What did he call it? He called it the loud one. He was getting asked by a reporter about the vest.
Yeah.
And he's like, the reporter was kind of like dancing around what it was. He's like, are you talking about the loud one? The loud vest or whatever, the noisy vest? Yeah. He said they asked him to take it off.
Back to the Jets and their new uniforms. We said the Broncos have new ones coming. So do the Lions.
Ooh.
This week.
Third jerseys?
The Lions are getting
new uniforms
later this week.
Wow, into that. I'm into that. How different are they going to get, though? They're not going to go too far.
No, probably not.
I think Denver could be like a big change. Detroit, maybe more modest. There was a change to the new uniform rule, right, where they kind of made it easier to throw in a third helmet or even maybe a fourth helmet for teams. So whatever they changed, like the idea of the Bills having a red helmet someday, I think got easier.
Yes, I think so too.
I don't know if they'll actually do it. I know there's definitely an appeal for it. I have an appeal for it. Is it like it's not quite like Sabres going back to royal blue, you know, type of appeal though, because that was like years of what are you doing? Come on, this is an easy one. But red helmets would be very cool.
Yeah, probably a matter of time before it happens on some level, or maybe just
so.
Maybe they go listen
something brand new.
Yeah. The Bills could just go with a reimagined helmet idea as a third helmet.
Zubaz helmet.
They could do something like that. They could do... Let's talk about the Color Rush jerseys. What should they wear with the Color Rush? They could go a lot of different directions. There was that ice blue one that Josh wore.
Yeah, the helmet at the warm-up.
The one thing that I think remains a sticking point on the third helmet and the red helmet thing is from Tom Pelissero's tweet last week about it, it sure seemed to suggest that you can't wear the third one with your original uniform set. So you can have a third helmet full-time, but you can wear it with either the Color Rush or the throwback. You can't wear it with your original set, which is basically what Bills fans want, right? They want them to wear the road whites or the home blues or whichever way you work those with a red helmet. Like, just wear what you wear, except throw a red helmet on it. And the red helmet doesn't match the Color Rush that well. It doesn't match the throwbacks that well. So
They could create something new in terms of the uniform, right?
Or they could create something new in terms of the helmet.
Right.
All right, let's get a third helmet. But when you're wearing white helmets, I don't know what else you would go to for a Color Rush uniform.
Yeah.
You want to go with a black helmet? They could have done that these last couple of years, and they decided not to. They were going to wait until the NFL loosened up the policies, and the NFL did loosen them up a little bit, but I'm still a little foggy on how the red helmet would be affected here, because the red helmet, what the Bills really want is, if they wanted to do it, would be to wear it with their current uniforms.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that's what's happening around the league with these third helmets.
Well, could that force them into a spot where if they want to do the red helmet, they bring it back with like a 90s look?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
I suppose.
Like what Kelly wore.
Instead of the 60s throwback, it's a 90s throwback.
It's a 90s throwback with the red helmet.
That's right. And that's like the 90s throwback. This is a question where you'd say, is it too close to what they're wearing right now? It's pretty close.
I mean, yeah, it's not that far off. There's probably differences in the striping, right? Like right now there's like the two skinny white bars with the red outside of it versus... Like I'm looking at pictures of Kelly from the 90s, and it's just one big blue bar on the sleeve.
Yeah.
So the striping looks different. I mean, This has always been my thought on. They look like the Giants uniforms. The aways, at least, do. The aways look like the, but you would want the home blue, white pants. Yeah, the what they wore in the 90s. I think it's different enough.
Okay.
It's gonna, not totally different.
By the way, it might be a full day of uniform stuff. The Jags have just tweeted something out, too.
They're doing the same thing?
They're going back to the one that has the logo of the full body of a Jaguar.
Oh, like the Tom Coughlins?
Yes. Throwback jerseys are coming for the Jags.
Wow. They're not doing those two-tone helmets that they did when they played the Bills in a playoff game?
No.
Those were a disaster.
It's the throwbacks where Tyler Dunn tweeted out a picture of Natron Means. The shoulder has a full Jaguar on it. Okay.
All right. Well,
what's the current Jaguars logo? I mean, I might not know it off the top of my head. That might be the problem. Okay, yeah.
It's like the new imaginative like Jaguar head, right?
Yes, with a blue tongue.
Yep.
Yeah, and the one they might be going to is the one from like the 90s. That faces okay, yeah, it's just different. All right.
So the
Bills could just do that. They could roll out the 90s throwbacks and they could ditch what you're talking about here is ditching the standing buffalo throwbacks.
Yeah. Which listen, I like the standing buffalo throwbacks, but how long have they been doing that?
A long time.
I mean, Takeo Spikes was wearing that.
Yeah, it's been a long time, and...
They were doing the blue, though, originally, weren't they? And then they switched to the white? Because when I thought of Spikes, like, those teams had blue throwbacks. Like, Terrell Owens, when they wore standing buffaloes, was the blue 60s uniform. And then they eventually switched to the white, I think. So they've done both, though. They've done blue 60s throwbacks and white 60s throwbacks, and I think it's been like 20 years that they've been doing it. So you know what? 20 years, like, I'm not saying never go back to it, never mix into it, but come on, we've got our fix, I would say, of it.
Man, I'm telling you. So I'm online at gridironuniformdatabase.com. I just think if you go back to... Like, what year 90s uniforms are you talking about? 91, 92?
That's early
90s. The Bills'
90s.
Current uniforms are so close to this right now, it seems like if they did this as a throwback, it wouldn't sell.
The jersey itself wouldn't sell.
Am I wrong?
I'm looking right now.
It's really close to what they wear right now. The number font might be different.
The font and the stripes, you're right, are like the only thing but that are really that different.
It's just not that different. I could go to the 84 Bills. That's a little different. I got some shoulder, some arm striping. They're wearing red helmets from 84.
See, I think 84 looks more like their current ones because you have the two sets of stripes, which is exactly what you have right now.
Right.
I feel like at least 90s gets a little closer.
And they haven't worn a red helmet since 2010.
They could wear the Navy since the world. They could wear the...
The World League
the
uniforms?
Bledsoes.
Bring back the Bledsoes?
They should not do that. Maybe the play here is you create a brand new uniform. That somehow... They could do that. A brand new uniform that... Like, here's our task, guys. We're going to go to red helmets, but 90s is too close, and we're definitely not doing the drought jerseys. So our task for the summer, or for however long when they started this, or the next 3 months, is we are creating a brand new uniform that is going to look good with a red helmet. That is doable. Should be doable.
Yeah.
That's the move. That's the move, I think. Because you're right. Like it is kind of close. 2001 Bills uniforms, they really did kind of modify the 90s look. I would have thought was like the exact same the whole way through. They changed stripes around between the 80s and then once you get to like the early 2000s. So I don't know. I think there's a way to do this though. There's a way to get a red helmet in there. Just might have to be original.
Yeah, they're kind of, I mean, I'm sure they have answers. It seems on some level they're a little bit stuck here.
You still on Gridiron Uniform Database?
Yeah.
Want to go back to 1961? Want to do those ones? Blue jersey, silver helmet with the numbers on it.
They look like the Cowboys.
They do kind of look like
the Cowboys throwbacks.
Yeah, probably shouldn't do that, though.
Yeah, but the ones they wear, the standing buffalo, that's like 1964, neighborhood.
Yep.
Okay.
And they've worn both iterations of that, really.
When you get right down to it, like just a quick scroll of the Gridiron Database for Gridiron Uniform Database, the Bills uniforms... I mean, have they – I don't have every team in front of me. Dallas hasn't changed that much. Pittsburgh hasn't changed that much.
The Bills, Lions haven't changed that much.
Yeah, the Bills really haven't changed that much.
Right.
Like teams that have gone through more dramatic overhauls. The Patriots.
Sure. The Broncos, we just talked about. They went through a huge change.
Tampa Bay.
Yep.
Big uniform changes. It'll be interesting to see what they do, if anything. There's definitely an appetite for a red helmet. I'm not quite sure how they can get it mixed in. And the 90s throwback, I don't think sells. So, anyway. We'll see what they do.
Do the soccer thing. Just change the colors up completely. Neon green.
You didn't have to call that soccer. You could call that baseball. Do the City Connect jerseys.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that was really a thing until I just, like, we're out somewhere, and one of the TVs had, like, a powder blue and yellow team on it. I'm like, who is that? Is that Boston?
Yeah, the Red Sox were.
The Red Sox are wearing, like, neon, like, not neon, like, powder blue and yellow?
It's the color of the Boston Marathon.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yep.
City edition NFL uniforms.
City edition.
The NBA does this.
Yes, they do.
The NBA has done this for years now, actually. So it would not be original. In fact, they would kind of be last of the party. Actually, the NHL would be last of the party, which seems appropriate. They usually are.
Tweet. They've already introduced black into their color scheme. How about a blackout jersey with a red helmet?
They have.
Yeah, I don't know. Where is black in the color scheme? Is it a stripe? I mean, it's not. It's never been a full pant or shirt. Like top or bottom, if you want to say it's a stripe, that's the best you could do.
Oh, like the outline of the numbers is black? I don't think I've ever noticed that until this moment.
And even so, I don't know that like, that's the thing to this person. They could have done that these last couple years. They would have had to ditch their throwback for the black jersey, and then they'd have a black helmet. Or no, I guess red helmet. Would a red Bills helmet on a black uniform set look good? I think you'd look like the Falcons.
Okay.
Which doesn't have to be bad.
But you could throw some blue in there that would somewhere, right?
Try.
That would change it. Are you saying just black and red?
Well,
I'm into that.
Because of the Sabres.
Because of the Sabres. Sure. Black and red is never a bad idea.
If you're wearing black uniforms and red helmets, you look like the Falcons.
You look like the Falcons.
Maybe a little bit of Cardinals flavor in there as well.
The Cardinals actually did this, didn't they? Don't they have a black alternate with a red helmet? That nobody liked, or actually, scratch that. The Cardinals had a black helmet on a black jersey, so they went all black. That is, I guess, different.
Yeah,
I don't know. I'd like to keep in the current color scheme unless I'm doing something completely funky. Like if I'm going just black, I don't know. I think every team does that, and it never looks great. Like the Jets, who just announced, do the Jets black alternates look good?
No.
They look forced. I don't know. Like, hey, we needed to have an alternate. Let's just do black. Everyone does that. I wouldn't want to do black.
803-0550, 1-888-550-2550 to join us. Jeremy and Joe on WGR.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.